Proclamation number 7666, dated the August 5th, 1960. Instituted words. It will always be beneficial for you when you are touched by my flow of grace, for nothing flowing forth from me remains ineffective if it is willingly accepted. And a willing acceptance is guaranteed when you turn to me in prayer, when you desire to be blessed by me, when you desire my words. And thus it is my will that you learn how I want you to understand my word. Do this in remembrance of me. Single quote for you derived from this: a practice in which you literally hand out bread and wine, and by eating this bread and drinking the wine you are convinced of having accepted me, myself and you. But the correct meaning of my words has not been understood by you. Yet precisely the acceptance of bread and wine is very important, but I want my word with its strength to be understood by this. You cannot become blessed if you don't listen to my word, the bread of life, the manna which comes from heaven. You must let yourselves be addressed by me. I myself am the word which became flesh for you humans. When I lived on earth, I distributed the bread of life open-handedly. I spoke to all people and nourished the souls of those who are of good will. I gave them bread and wine, my word which I had blessed with my strength. I educated my disciples into becoming true proclaimers of my word, because they were intended to spread my word across the world, for all people need food for their souls. All people were meant to eat my flesh and drink my blood. My word was to be made accessible to all people in the same way as it had come forth from me myself. They should receive purest truth, which only the eternal truth itself was able to provide. However, my life on earth only lasted for a short time. And during this time I prepared my disciples for their teaching ministry. And when the hour of my leaving approached, when I took supper with my disciples before my arduous path to Golgotha, I assigned them to their task. I pointed out their mission to inform the world about me, my teaching, and also about that which was still ahead of me, and therefore said the words, "Go ye into all the world." Single quote. I broke the bread and passed it to them as well as the cup with the wine, and my disciples knew that I termed the bread and the wine as flesh and blood, that I spoke to them figuratively, and they understood that I expected them to take my word to people, so that they would remember me and never ever forget me again. They knew that they were meant to distribute to their fellow human beings in the same way as I had distributed the bread and the wine to them. And thus I undoubtedly inaugurated my disciples into the ministry for which I had educated them. However, at no time ever did I institute such a communion service as you humans have assumed from my words. It had never been my will that you humans should perform an act and in so doing expect a result which, however, requires other prerequisites than merely the acceptance of bread and wine. Understand that it was the instruction for my disciples to go into the world and to spread the gospel, to proclaim my word to people, which, in truth, is my flesh and my blood, the bread from the heavens, and which is and will remain indispensable for people who try to find union with me, and who will also have found it when I can speak to them directly, when my strength can pour directly into them and thus result in the unification which is the purpose and goal of life on earth. But the first condition is that the human being shapes himself into love, for he cannot accept me myself. My word, my flesh and my blood, if he lacks love. I myself am love. I can only unite with love again. Hence it is not possible for me to enter the heart of a person who carries out the external act, who digests the bread and wine, but whose heart is utterly devoid of love. For I do not understand, Love is an emotional response which confronts me at that instant. Instead, I understand it as a quelled selfish love which expresses itself in neighborly love, and which therefore also testifies to love for me. This is a true union with me in which I can speak to him, in which he is offered my flesh and my blood, my word with its strength. Then the human being will constantly keep me in mind. He will start and end everything with me. He will always endeavor to live according to my will and take the path of higher development. He will reach the goal. He will attain eternal life and beatitude. Amen.